Hello and welcome, everyone, to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community in Missouri with your host, BLVCM President Jeff Creech. Sponsored by the Blind and Low Vision Community in Missouri. Now let's get to it with Jeff and his special guest of the week.
Welcome to today's call. Our co-host this week is Miss Linda Gerken, the Vice President of BLVCM. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Jeff. It's a beautiful day outside and a new way for new beginnings to start, and I'm anxious. We have a great guest that's going to be joining us, and this is going to be a great, great time of Who's Who.
Oh, we do. She's a fantastic gal. I've got to talk to her a little bit, and she's just full of energy and joy. So, not going to hesitate. We're going to welcome in our special guest, Miss Mary Pendleton. How you doing today, Mary?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Great, great. Thank you.
Doing great. Thank you, Mary, and welcome, Mary. We're glad to have you as our first guest.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a great thing here with the Who's Who where we can all get to know each other a little better. And, you know, that's what we're all about, is to help each other out through this fun journey that we all seem to have in common. So one of the first things I'd like to ask Mary is, how did you lose your sight? And when was it?
I lost my sight due to RP, retinitis pigmentosa. It went slowly. My eye doctor said it was like a good wine, if anything could be good about losing your sight. But when I was in grade school, I noticed that I had bad eyes. But I made it all through college, oddly enough, reading the regular print of books. But when I got to graduate school, that's when I had to get a reader, and I had to have enlarged stuff. And in fact, in graduate school, I had a professor who said, I do not want a visually impaired person in the field of learning disabilities. And I said, well, tough luck, they're already in it. And so one of the groups got a lawyer and came and was going to force her to let me stay in the program. In fact, UMKC was in favor of it. And the Kansas City Star did an article on me, and I was working for the state at the time. And when I got to work after the article was in the paper, my supervisor said, we've got some letters from prisoners around the state. I said, can I see them? They said, nope, we're just telling you, your picture's up on their cell wall, and we're going to keep an eye on it in case they get out and come looking for you. They never came looking for me, so.
A lot of secret admirers back then, huh?
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
So you got through college and graduate school. What kind of career did you have?
Well, I had a teaching certificate. I still have a lifetime teaching certificate, and I got married when I got out of college, and my husband didn't want me working for a while. And then when the kids got, you know, in grade school, I started subbing a lot. In fact, he didn't want me to put them with a sitter, and he worked nights, and he said, I'll take care of them. And I came home from subbing one day, and there was my 5-year-old son upstairs, and April was stark naked. He was painting her, and I said, what are you doing? She was like 2.5. He said, I'm making her Miss Goodbody. And I carried her down the stairs, and the baby was in the crib. I said, do you know where your kids are? And he said, oh, they look pretty. I said, no, they don't look pretty. She's got paint all over. So I stopped then, but I did a lot of subbing for years, and then I got a chance to be a caseworker for the state. And my worker for rehab, when I said, well, why couldn't I do that? I've got a college degree. And he said, well, they don't want no blind people working. I said, bet me. And so I took the test and I got hired. My rehab worker came and said, "How'd you get hired?" I said, "Because I passed the test, for crying out." Because the governor at the time, Carnahan, said that he wanted so many blind people working as caseworkers. And I realized that we had like one little computer to 12 people. And I thought, I'm not going to pass probation. So I marched up to Carnahan's office, and he happened to be here in Kansas City that day. And I said, "Sir, I don't know what to do, and I need a big computer." And he called down cussing. I didn't know Carnahan could cuss, but he did. And the next day I had a large computer and someone helping me set it up for a visually impaired person. And my supervisor walked over and he said, "Mary, did you ever hear about going through the channels?" I said, "Yes, sir, I did, but I wouldn't have passed probation if I had."
Wow, okay. So
I did that for like 15, 20 years, and I loved it. I mean, sometimes it was hard. Some people coming in, say, wanting their food stamps, and I had one Arab guy come in one day, and he said, "Women are not supposed to look me in the eye." I said, "You're in America now, honey. I've got to get this done." And I said, "Besides, I'm blind. I'm probably not looking at your eyes. I'm probably looking at your face or at your chest." And so I got her done, you know, and I loved my people even when they were smart aleck to me.
Yeah. So are you totally blind, or do you still have some contrast or vision?
I can see when the lights are on, but I could be wrong, because I walked outside and I said, "It's still daylight. I'm going to take the dog out." Well, it's not. So, no, I'm not real good anymore. But that's okay, because I'm not driving anymore.
Right, right. I mean, I know what you're saying. Sometimes I wonder if a little contrast is actually bad, because you think you can see until you run into something. And then
exactly.
You're like, "Where did that come from?"
That's why I shuffle anymore. You know, used to be I'd go, run through the house and I'd run up against the wall, and that doesn't feel good. So
I
take my time. Yeah. When I first got married, my husband would not believe I was blind, and he made me go get a driver's license. And I went to Liberty, and I borrowed a car, and I drove over curbs, and I sideswiped this and that. And when we got done, and I made 100 on the written test, because I'm a little smart. And the teacher, or whoever he was, said, "Ma'am, why do you want a driver's license?" I said, "Because my husband wants me to get the groceries." He said, "Will you promise me you won't come to Liberty anymore?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And so I drove for a couple of years very dangerously around Lawson and sideswiped, and I'd get out and leave a note and say, "If you call my house, don't ask to speak to my husband. He might kill me." But I finally, when I went in a deep ditch, he said, "Maybe you are blind." I said, "You think?"
Right.
So I don't know how. So he got me a bicycle, and me and the kids rode around Lawson, and there were times they'd say, "Mother, don't pull out yet. There's a truck coming." So you had little kids telling you how to ride your bike, but I got the exercise and did it.
Yeah, and, you know, the smaller towns, I'm not sure if they still have it, but it's nice these days with the Instacarts and different things that we can get our groceries delivered.
Well, my home health workers do mine, so I don't use Instacart, but it would be something if I needed it.
Yep, it's a great thing. One of those technology pieces that, you know, even I'm smart enough to use, so you know it's easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've sat out on my porch at times and somebody would come and I said, "You come and see me?" And they said, "No, I'm bringing groceries for upstairs." I said, "Okay." That's what you get, old nosy Mary sitting out on her porch wanting to know what people are doing.
Well, I'm going to push it over to Linda. I'm sure she has a couple questions for you.
Okay. Oh, I have several. Mary and I go back several years, so I've got several. I'm going to go back to your children. You described three. I know April.
April and Larry and Sabrina.
Okay.
April has this eye disease, and she worked for years Transamerica Insurance and things, and she keeps very busy on her computer, they're my great grandchildren, her grandchildren, and Sabrina's a nurse practitioner, so she's on the road all the time, taking care of it's home health, some of it's nursing home. She was a nurse for years at Center Point, and then she decided she wanted to get a nurse practitioner, and I'm proud of her. And and then Larry, my son, he has his eye disease, but he's got a computer company, and so far he's doing great. He hasn't lost as much vision as me and April with the RP, and he deals with people all over the world, Australia. Every time I'll be over there, and he says, "Mom, I got to go call Australia because it's morning there, you know, when it's evening at his house, and our Japan or something." He's really busy, and he said he's even talked with some of the blind schools around the state, around the country, when they've got some problems. So he's pretty smart. I don't understand all he does on the computer, and I have 10 grandchildren and I think 6 or 7 great grandchildren there. Multiplying too fast.
That's great. That's the perfect grandma that knows what you got kids and where they're going. You mentioned technology.
My one great.
What kind of? You got what?
My one great grandchild. When he comes, we put on the cha-cha slide and we do that together on the Alexa device.
Perfect. Perfect. Until you dance with your grandkids,
until you've done the cha-cha slide with them.
Yes. You've mentioned 2 or 3 pieces of adaptive technology. Do you have an iPhone? Is that correct?
Yeah, I've got the iPhone, and thanks to Chip, I keep up on, you know, keeping it up to date and stuff. And I love the iPhone, and I've got an iPad. I gave up my computer when I was telling my one grandson, I said, I need an update on my JAWS. And I said, I'm just going to use my iPad instead. And I gave him my computer for his business. I was tired of updating it. But, of course, I got my Meta glasses. And when I got them, Paul helped me set them up. And about a month later, I said, Paul, I'm having trouble. He said, do you need to reset them? I said, how do you do that? He said, on your left, the left side of the glasses on the thing. I said, I didn't know there was a button there. And so he walked. Thank God for Paul. He would walk me through all kind of stuff with technology.
Yes. Paul Mims, I'm assuming you mean Paul Mims.
Yeah, Paul Mims. In fact, when I worked on my graduate degree in Arkansas in rehab, and while I was gone, he sent me a lot of emails. When I got home, I said, Paul, there's like 1,000 emails. I deleted them. He said, Mary, that's my brain power. I said, can you send them back a little at a time? I've been gone a month working on my master's. And he was a little upset with me, but it's okay.
That's okay. You mentioned Alexa. I'm assuming you use her quite a bit.
Yes, I do, almost too much. You can tell. Sometimes I get mad and tell him to shut up, because you know I can order I order a lot of groceries on there. But the bad thing is, and I don't know. I think she thinks I've got a grocery store. If I order any grocery, like I ordered some Amy's chili, I got a case, which is fine. So, yeah.
It was just.
But yeah, I love my Alexa.
Yes,
yeah, I would. I told April, come by, I'll share my chili with you. And I haven't figured out. I heard you can get your Wolfner books on it. I haven't. Do you all know how to do that?
Yes, you have to do Audible, but I like my Wolfner
Player. Oh, I thought,
speaking.
Well, I've got Audible.
Okay, then you can get books on it. When we get off Ash, Chip, or Jeff, because I'm sure they're better at that than I am. Speaking of Wolfner, you use their cartridges. Have you got their new Wolfner Player, digital player?
No, it doesn't. Is it a small one? I haven't got that one yet.
No, it's the same size as the original one, but you can put Wi-Fi on it and download your own books from Bard.
Oh, okay. Well, I maybe need to talk to them about that. I've been satisfied with my cartridges. I usually read book every other day.
Yeah. I get a lot of books. Yes.
That's a lot more than I read.
And I get, I'm kind of bad because I also get books from Audible and what's that other one? There's another one I get them from that are a little bit Kindle. So I got a lot of books.
I read a lot.
You do.
I'm going to bring up one more subject and then I'll give it back to Jeff. But you have a guide dog. How many different guide dogs have you had? I know you've had several.
This is my third and last because when I went to get her from CNI, they said, we'll see you in 10 years. I said, no, you won't. I'll be in my 80s and I don't have the energy to do it again. And she's got an autoimmune disease and she's got some liver cancer, but you wouldn't know it because she's jumping around like a little puppy. She's 9 years old, and so she's a black lab. My first one was a golden, and she was just wonderful. And we went everywhere together. And, of course, did some going with Yara. My second one, my sister talked me into going to pilot. And when I got there, I was very disappointed. I didn't feel like they trained them as good. I shouldn't say that, but they had one that the trainer was kicking and everything. And I said, stop that. And he said, you women are too soft. So I determined I was taking that baby home, and there were times she'd take me out in the middle of the road. She wasn't perfect, but I loved her. And we were together for several years. And in fact, when I took her to church, I got her these little skirts that looked like ballet skirts. And whatever color I had, she had a skirt on. We'd process down the aisle with the choir, and I'd hear the little kids saying, Mom, look what Ginger's got on today. So I took her to church, and she set up in the choir with me. And when she was tired of the preacher, she would stand. She was a huge dog. She'd stand up and go, and the preacher said, I guess it's time to stop. And so Ginger was a blast. And I, at one point we'd been to the gym and I fell asleep in the living room and Ginger got up all of a sudden to go potty. And I jumped up and grabbed the leash and ran outside, not thinking I was barefooted, and they just asphalted. And I said, Ginger, my feet are burning. She took me into a parking garage. She knew. And she took me up to every car, and they were all locked. So then she took me to the end where there was a motorcycle. And I got up on that sucker, and my daughter says, what if that had turned over? I said, I guess I'd have had a broken leg. And I screamed and screamed till my maintenance man came and got me in the house. And my April and Justin came by and took a picture and sent it to my daughter, who was at the hospital with a doctor. And he said, get her to the hospital. I had second degree burns. And So I was kind of off my feet for a little bit, and my son says, Mama, ginger doesn't work good. I'm going to give her away to one of my workers who has problems, who was suicidal at times, and ginger kept her from committing suicide for several years until ginger passed. And so, yeah, I love guide dogs, and it's going to be rough if when Yara goes. And I hope we both go up in the rapture together rather than her die. But, you know, you can't always guarantee that your dog will die when you die. So I'm just trusting God.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Yes, he has everything under control, and he has perfect timing. My timing isn't always agreeable with the Lord, but so far he's had perfect timing. So, and he'll take care of you and your puppy, so it's fine.
Well, so, he always does. And
he does. He does. So, Jeff, back to you.
Okay. Mary, talking about your guide dog, I always get a kick out of the public if you take your dog out in their tennis shoes, because the public just freaks out. So I can imagine what they did when yours was in a skirt.
I know.
That would have been hilarious to watch.
But Ginger, now Yara likes her scarves. And in fact, when I'm getting out the scarves to see which one she wants, I'll put one on her and then she'll come at me a little head. I'll have the other one just sitting there looking at it like, I want another one, another one. I said, no, you're only getting one. Do you put scarves on your dog, Jeff?
I do not. She's wore the tennis shoes, but, and I have to admit, the first year I had her, she wore a dinosaur Halloween costume. A good friend of mine bought it for her.
Oh.
So I felt I had to put it on her. She was a trooper wearing it, but she just gave me the look like, Dad, you're out of your mind. Get this thing off me.
Oh.
So,
well, I did. I dressed up as Carmen Miranda once in one of these little fluffy dancing skirts and heels. And Yara had on a sombrero and a, what's that thing that goes around their back that they have? Anyway, we won a contest, and she was a good sport.
Right.
So she don't seem to mind that kind. Now, one year I got us both a dinosaur costume, and I went out to take her potty, and I thought, what is dragging? And when I got in the house and the grass was wet, I forgot dinosaurs have a tail. I had a big, long tail that was wet from the grass, and I thought, I'm not wearing this thing to the contest at the senior center.
Yes, hers had that tail, but it was actually hollow. Her tail went in it. So when she was wagging the dinosaur tail.
Well, that would have been better, but I didn't have a tail that going. I thought it was like a big long mop behind me. And then one year I dressed up as a nun and dressed her up as a little priest. And we always won the contest when we go. She's a good sport. Whatever Mama wants to do, she's like, okay. Although if she could talk, no telling what she'd say.
Right. If they could only talk. Well,
but
Mary,
they're...
I know that in the past, you went to Cobblestone to camp.
Yes, I
really
loved it.
We're hoping that BLVCM will be able to do camp this next year. And hopefully we'll see you down there.
Oh, yeah, I loved it, and I loved passing the trash with Chip and some of the other. Oh, they had a little bit of everything, the pool and the float rides and all the contests. And it's a lot of, and it's good fellowship getting to know some of your blind people that otherwise, like if we go to conventions and stuff, we don't have that much time to sit and talk like we do in a situation like that.
Right. And it's so peaceful down there. Whether you're sitting on the porch if it's nice, or inside if it's too hot out. All the updates that they've made recently have really improved things, especially the bathroom at the pool. That's really nice. So you don't have to get out of the pool and go all the way to your cabin or in the lodge.
Right.
They've done some wonderful things, and looking forward to this year. Hopefully, we'll be able to go down there and get all.
You think we will this year or next year?
26 is
okay.
So next summer.
Yeah,
we're
going to
shoot for the last week in July.
Okay, that sounds good. That'll fall on my birthday, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's around the 21st, I'll celebrate my birthday and go.
Yeah, my grandson's the 29th. You guys could celebrate together.
How old's he?
5.
Oh, 5 years old is about my level to sell. I enjoy my 3 to 5 year old grandchildren. They're a ball. I have a good time with them.
They are, and the best part is if they get out of hand, we just hand them back.
Right.
Yeah,
I've got
serious.
all of my grandkids love my karaoke machine, and even the little bitty ones that all they can do is kind of go woo. So they all sing in my karaoke machine.
That's great. So what other hobbies do we have besides reading and camping?
Well, of course I like to read my Bible. I like church. I like to dance. My son bought me some tap dance shoes. I never was able to afford tap dancing when I was a kid. So I get up and I put on Willie Nelson's Down Yonder, and I go at it. And then I need to rest a little bit between songs. And I've got all kind of dance music on my Alexa device, between Twist, the Twist and Rock and Roll and Proud Mary and I like to swim, and of course I like to sing, and I love my church. And a few years ago, right after COVID, they had me teaching Bible school, and I thought, well, I can do that. Well, I got there and they wanted me to teach all the classes from 2 to 13, and I thought, wait a minute, don't you have any other teachers? I said, well, how are we doing this, guys? And they said, we have wranglers that will bring the kids to you. And one day I was sitting there, and I could tell there was other adults in my classroom, and I said, wait a minute, why aren't you all taking a turn teaching? They said, we can't do it as good as you can. I said, yes, you can. You got sight, guys. You can read the thing. And the kids said, but Miss Mary, we like the way you do it better. You tell it like a story. I said, well, they could memorize it like Miss Mary does and tell a story too. And one day we were talking about King David, and I was saying, God doesn't look at the outward appearance. And, he chose David instead of Saul. And one little boy said, we should all be that way, right? And I said, yeah. He said, there'd be less fornication, right? I said, we're not going to talk about that. You're 10 years old, and I'm not going to ask you how you know that. So.
Oh, kind of catch you off guard with that one, didn't it?
I know. And then they had one little game where they're supposed to lay on a floor on either side of the tape and do true or false. And the guy that was supposed to be helping me lost his question sheet, and he said, can you think up some? I said, oh yeah, I guess I can. And so I thought, when King David was anointed by Samuel, he anointed him with milk. And a little four-year-old boy said, no, Mary, that's false. It was oil. And I thought, thank God he knows that. And he said, why would you anoint someone with milk? And I said, well, I think they carried him around in their pouch, so they had milk with them. He said, I don't think so, Mary. But I love it. I just, I just finally told him, I said, you younger people have got to teach. You can do it as good as Miss Mary can. And it's like they trusted me not to lose any of their kids, even though I was blind. And I didn't. I always kept track of them and told the kids, you stay close to me. And I never had any trouble.
Well, that's great. And, you know, you joined BLVCM basically right at the beginning. And we're very grateful. And we love having you.
Well, I'm grateful to y'all.
We've had a great first year, I think, and it's because of our members. Chip Haley, incredible with IT and all the things he does. What kind of our committees and programs interest you the most, Mary?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm over the hill enough that I'm not going to be any help. I will be any help you want me to, but I'm not. I love the legislative. Chip knows I've always loved that. I don't know that, you know, Chip may have that under control and have enough help that he don't need me on that, but I'm willing to keep up, to make phone calls and stuff like that, and so I'm willing to help any way you need me to.
That's awesome. We actually need help with legislative, so we'll talk later and definitely get you more involved in that. I'm hoping to have enough that we can actually go to Jeff City this year or next year to talk to the legislators. One bill that I'd like to get started is doing away with these kiosks, or at least making them blind friendly. You know, that's what we're all about, right?
Right.
Advocate for each other.
It's a constant. I know when I went to flew to China one time, I'd never flown before. And when I got out to L.A., I said, where's China Airlines? And this lady was pointing. I said, ma'am, are you pointing? Can I feel where your finger's going? She said, wait a minute, what? I said, I'm blind. She said, where are your people? Are you alone? I said, yes, ma'am. I've got my white cane right here. And she said, and I said, unless God takes me home, I'll be back in about 10 or 12 days. And she said, oh, my gosh. I said, just point me the way. I'll find China Airlines. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things, and people, we have to train them because they don't know. And I was at Walmart once, and I needed some change, and I handed her my card. And I stood there, and she said, well, you're done. Go. I said, you haven't given me my money. I asked for change, and I said, it's my money. Where's it at? She said, I gave it to your friend. I said, ma'am, just because I'm blind, do you think I'm dumb? You hand me my money. And my friend says, come on, Mary, let's go. Don't make a scene. I said, yes, I am. I said, hand her back the money and let her hand it to me. That probably sounded rude on my part. But we have to train people. And if we don't take the time to train them, then the next person that comes through has to deal with that kind of nonsense.
Yes, it's very aggravating to be somewhere with your sighted friend, family, whatever, and they say, well, what does he want? Or do I have to do anything special for him? And I just return it that him is not broke.
We have to be willing to nicely teach people. And sometimes it's aggravating and sometimes it's hard to be sweet about it. But
yes.
We have to.
Yes.
And some of my friends said, come on, Mary, let's just go. I got your money. I said, no. I said, she can keep that money and you give me mine. That's her gift. They said, no. And so my friend gave the money back and then they handed it to me. I mean, they just don't know, and they're not being mean, but.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, Linda, I'm going to push it back to you one more time.
Okie doke. We have a few minutes left. I know, Mary, you have been extremely active all your life, and you've done all kinds of church work and advocacy work at Jeff City. Health-wise, I know you're past 60. I didn't ask anything else. I know you're getting older. How are you health-wise now?
I'm pretty good, except, you know, I fell down a flight of stairs when I moved to Blue Springs, and my back has never been quite the same. So when I go on a long trip, like I went to Virginia Beach a few months ago, and I had to have a wheelchair because it seems like the airports have gotten bigger. And my daughter was so embarrassed, particularly the last time. She's, "Mother, that woman looks older than you, and she's pushing your wheelchair." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, young lady. I don't, you know, my back hurts too bad to walk a long ways." And so, yeah, health-wise, I'm pretty good, but I can't walk a long ways. That's why I couldn't go get another dog anyway. When I got Yara, that 2 miles in the morning and 2 miles in the afternoon, as Jeff knows, was killing me. There were times I was walking. The trainer caught up to me one day, and I had tears rolling down my face. He said, "Mary, what in the world's wrong?" I said, "I'm in pain, but I'll be okay. I've got to get this dog trained so I can go home." But, yeah, I'm pretty good. It's just my back hurts if I do too much walking.
Right. The last I knew, you lived in Excelsior Springs, which I'm guessing was some time ago. Yeah. So we haven't touched base in a year or two.
I live back there now. I bought a duplex in Blue Springs. Oh, gosh. It's been a while. And for my daughter, and I finally, one day, I said, "I want to go back to Excelsior. It's closer to April and Larry, my son. And I like Blue Springs, but it was a lot having a big old duplex." And so I went to a lawyer and signed it over to her because I said, if I were to die or go in a nursing home, they could take that away from her because the way it read, we both owned the whole thing. And so I gave her the house, and she's a nurse and a nurse practitioner. She's able to pay for it, and she rents out the other side now. But I live in a little apartment down here, and I'm happy, and I'm thanking God that I'm not in a nursing home yet. I hope and pray that I don't ever go in one. I'm not going to lie to you. If it gets to the point where I have to, I'm going to accept the fact, but I hope I don't, so.
You do know if you have to go to a nursing home, that means there is a person there at the nursing home you need to be witnessing to. So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. God, yeah, he puts me where he wants me.
That's right. Where you can bloom best is where he's going to put us. So whether we like it or not, I'm sure God and I are going to have quite a coffee break when I get up there to ask him all the questions. And let's hope you go before I do, because I'm going to take a long time, and I don't think you probably have as many questions as I do. So,
no, I might, but right now I'm where I'm supposed to be because there's two little boys that live upstairs with their parents, and they help me when I need something, and there's neighbors all around me. And in fact, I got a new recliner, and the one little boy upstairs went and got his daddy, and he put my new recliner together, and I got some tins out, and I said, "I got 3 tins here." And the little boy said, "Well, give Daddy 2 and me 1. I said, "Daddy, is that okay?" And he said, "Well, I guess he's helping a little bit." So I've got some good friends and neighbors, and God takes care of me all the time.
That's right. He puts us where we're best suited. So I'm glad that your health is doing good, and all is going good. I'm glad you're happy where you're living. A lot of times people are not happy where they're, you know, living. So, and I do remember Cobblestone being down there with you, and karaoke night or talent night was always so good. So I have enjoyed
your good times, didn't we?
We did.
And I still sing some in church and stuff, and
that's good.
You know, I made a record at one time. I don't know if I gave you a copy of it or not.
I think I do have a copy. Yes, I do. So, and I think Chip has made you the Mystery Artist of the Week at one time.
Okay.
On Saturday, Chip does a Mystery Artist of the Week and plays a song. And
I didn't know that. Which of my songs did he play?
Oh, my goodness. I do not remember.
Well, that's okay.
It
was
before yesterday.
Yeah. You've slept since then. That's what I tell people.
Yes, yep. I do not remember, but it was a good song. I do remember that. So,
my eye doctor one time, I gave him a copy of it, and he adopted a bunch of little orphans, and he said, when we go on a trip, they say, play Miss Mary. I said, oh, my goodness.
That's great. And yes, I'm sure we will be using you in BOVCM. I'm glad you're still willing to work, and there's a spot for everybody. We have 130 plus members, and it takes a whole team It takes a whole team to get everything working together. And if everybody takes their little one share, then it's not that much on anybody. So I am sure somebody will be calling and say, hey, Mary, please, can you help us do whatever. So thank you for being willing to work and do your part. So
I'm willing to do about anything except drive a car for you.
Well, I can drive a car. It's just nobody else likes to be on the road with me. I don't think they want to be on the road with you either. I think you could probably still drive. But we aren't safe.
I don't want to try.
Yes, we're not safe. I totally agree. You and I are not safe to try to drive. But
these new cars, I don't even know how to start them.
Yeah, they don't have a key. They got a little push button thingy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All this technology is.
Well, Justin, April's husband, got me in a golf cart up there at one of the city. They had something going on up in Lawson. And he said, do you want to drive this? I said, I can. And he said, the guy said, as long as I'm on the other side telling you where to go. I said, oh, I've always wanted to drive. So I about scared Justin to death and almost hit a tree. But by golly, I drove that golf cart. And when I got to the end, I said, can I do it again, Justin? He said, no, I don't think my heart will take it.
Son-in-laws are great. So, and you have a great son-in-law. So
I do. I'm thankful. You know, all of my kids are wonderful. And their in-laws, Sabrina's husband and Ray's wife. Ray's wife is from South, I call him Ray or Larry. She's from South Africa, and we were getting ready to go to they had a dance for the seniors, and her and my son was going to go with me. So we went to get our nails done, and I took her in, and this little gal leaned forward and says, who's that woman? I said, it's my daughter. I thought, and I wasn't going to say daughter-in-law. And she said, oh, she's very pretty. I thought, don't you dare talk about her. I almost said she's my daughter by another husband, but I thought, no, that would be a little weird.
Yes, I would be. Yes, I would be a little weird. So, okay, Jeff, I've about gone through all of my questions, and I have thoroughly enjoyed our visit with Mary this morning. So So back to you, Jeff.
Yes. I hope I haven't talked your leg off too much, guys.
No, Mary, it's been a pleasure. I have one last question for you, Mary.
Okay.
What advice would you give someone listening, or what words of encouragement, I guess, would be a better way to put it, about BLVCM and just in general, how you or us could help them?
I think it's important that we become a part of a group, because there's too many blind people or other disabilities who are sitting at home alone, and they need to know that there's other people who understand and can help them live a very effective life. And that's what I like about BLCVM. It's got all different types of committees and stuff who are trying to work on a variety of things.
I fully agree with you on that. You know, when you first, especially you first start losing your sight, you're not sure where to turn. Well, you know, it's people like you that make the difference. So thank you very much. I thoroughly, and I'm sure Linda also, thoroughly enjoyed interviewing you this morning. Wealth of knowledge and a lot of fun. So thank you again.
Well, my daughter Sabrina said one time, she said, "Mama, a lot of people, more than you realize, have never been around blind people." And she said, "So we have to help them understand things and understand what you need." Like when the kids used to drop something on the floor, they'd say, "Mama, we lost something." And I said, "Okay, we're all going to be Laura Ingalls Wilder. Mary on Laura Ingalls Wilder, we're going to be little blind girls. Let's get on the floor and let's feel, because that's the way I'm going to find it. So you all," so they had to be little blind children with me for a minute.
So she said,
"You have to sometimes put yourself in their place to know how they feel."
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, that's about it for today. If you would like to be interviewed and talk about BLVCM and what's going on in your life, feel free to call me, Jeff Creech, at 636-385-2085. And once again, Mary, I thank you for today's interview. And Miss Linda Gerken, I thank you for co-hosting with me. Everybody,
have a
great day.
Thank you, Mary.
God bless y'all.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You, too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.